And my two guests are Des Willoughby, international tenor, and Mary Byrne, X Factor Queen. Queen of X Factor. Is it still there, Mary?
It
the
is.
The memories of X Factor.
The memories will always be there. I mean, like, it doesn't feel like nearly 5 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah, it'll be 5 years this year. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Where does it go?
Feels like yesterday.
I bet.
Definitely.
Desmond, you're still singing as well as ever.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
You're singing with the brothers as well, but you're doing a lot on your own still, yeah?
We do lots of different things, yeah. Obviously, I'm in a group with my five brothers, which is pretty unique, and we tour around the world and perform on that basis. But I also do a lot of solo work and join forces on lots of occasions with Mary here as well, so...
That's
trying to keep busy, as they say.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're still singing at wakes and weddings, as they say.
We'll sing it anything.
Anything. As long as they pay you.
Absolutely. And sometimes, a lot of the time, you don't get paid.
Don't I know. The hardest part of a gig is wondering, will they pay you afterwards?
Yes.
But you're both now, this show is in the Red Cow, and it's in aid of Ballyfermot College of Further Education presents an evening with Mary Byrne and Des Willoughby. Isn't Ballyfermot an amazing place?
Oh, I love it. I have to say, people...
You still live there, Mary?
People keep saying to me, have you moved yet?
Yeah, to the big house.
Why would I move?
Yeah.
From an area where I'm well known, I'm well looked after, and all my friends and family are there. There's no reason to move.
You have everything you want there.
Yeah, exactly.
And special guests David O'Connor and Dean Arthur, and it's on Tuesday next. It's this day week, listeners. Now, it's... starts at 8:30. You want to be there for 7:30. And the tickets aren't very expensive. They're €15.
No, they're only €15. And the reason for that is, Ray, it's been presented by five students who are taking the music management course
in Ballyfermot.
At the Ballyfermot College of Further Education.
Really?
So as part of their end of year assessment, they've been tasked to produce, to organise and to promote an event, a music event in Dublin.
Okay.
And they've chosen us, and they contacted myself and Mary, and Mary in particular, and obviously Mary being a proud Ballyfermot resident, she was delighted to be able to support these guys that are, and girls.
They're young guys.
Absolutely. They're studying in college, and they're starting out in the music business, studying music management, so we're happy to be able to support them in their ventures.
Venture, of course.
And it gives them a real sense of what it's like to put on a gig, to know that there's expenses and costs involved, and you have to...
Get it all right.
Absolutely. But we're looking forward to being part of it. A great lineup. David O'Connor, who won... Eurostar back in 2007.
Okay.
So, and also Dean Arthur, who is one of the contestants on this year's Voice of Ireland, who is actually one of the five students as well.
Really?
So, a great night to be had next Tuesday night at the Red Cow.
This night week.
Absolutely.
And it's only €15 in. Is there any concessions for old fellas like me? No.
I'm not sure.
We wouldn't be letting in at all, maybe. But that's very, very cheap now. It is, by today's standards.
It's a great cause.
And you guys come out on stage together, or are you out separately?
We do a bit of both.
Oh, okay.
We come out, and Des will start, and then I will come out.
Okay.
We will banter with each other, and then I banter about him a lot. Mm. You know, telling everybody he thinks he's great. And
she gives out an awful lot about me.
Well, hold on, then he turns around and starts telling people about my arthritis and everything.
Both the old bad knees and
everything. About the bad knees and a whole lot.
And the new hip.
And the new hip.
Have a new hip, Mary, as well?
No, I haven't. But all of that will be part of the banter and the fun of the night.
Yeah, you know,
like the two of us just kind of...
Yeah.
Because Des, when you watch Des singing, he's very serious.
Oh, don't you know?
You know what I mean? And it's quite funny when I walk out and everybody's, you know, seeing Des walking up and he's serious, and then I start slagging him and the crowd just go bananas.
Ah,
I think it's great.
Isn't that
great?
Sounds like a great combination, because you're coming from two different sort of areas of singing. You're kind of classic and you're pop,
Mary,
do you know?
Yeah.
It's a unique combination.
It is a unique combination. And we do a couple of duets together as well, which is quite shocking to a lot of people.
what sort of stuff would you do together?
Well, we do songs like Moon River and stuff like that.
Really?
And the Rare Old Times.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pete said John would be delighted.
Moon River is actually...
He's listening.
Beautiful song, so
it is.
And the Rare Old Times, Mary.
Of course.
From
a proud dub.
She lived it, Mary.
I did. Yes.
Well, Pete St. John is listening. Pete, you hear that now? There's more money coming to you.
Fantastic writer, absolutely.
He is
incredible.
He is an extraordinary guy, and he's in his early 80s. He hate me for saying that. Sorry, Pete, but he's still writing.
He's a young man.
A young fella.
Yes.
He's only beginning. It's only beginning.
Write a song for me, Pete, and I'll love you forever. It's one way of getting a song written for you.
Absolutely.
Right, come on over, Pete, if you're listening, and say hello. Now, we'll get into songs straight away. Now, this is from your album with the Brothers.
Yes, this is from the Willoughby Brothers album, Irish Heart, which is the Brothers' new album.
Right.
And they allowed me to sing a solo song on it. Mm. They gave me the honour of singing a solo song. So about 2 years ago, I was in a hotel lobby,
right,
and I heard the piped music, and it happened to be Neil Sedaka's Solitaire.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just stayed in my mind for months upon months, and the song was stuck in my head. So
really,
it's probably a bit of an unusual song for like an Irish tenor to sing, but
yeah, yeah.
I hope people like my version of it.
Well, Sedaka was quite a tenor himself in a way, really. You know, he's a very high voice.
He has a high voice, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, and just the melody of the song is incredible. Okay. And I performed it on a TV program on 266 now. It's called Ireland West Music Television.
Oh yeah,
and it covers a lot of Irish. And Irish and country,
yes,
and folk
I've heard
music.
Of that. Yeah, yeah.
And I was part of their Christmas special last Christmas, and just the reaction from the performance of Solitaire was incredible. So it's a great song.
And the Brothers let you sing one. How do you get on with it? Do you be battling and fighting and everything in the studio?
Richie, my oldest brother, has always described we don't have arguments, we just have heated discussions. But just like any family,
of course,
we have arguments, and but they're never brought on stage.
No, no.
And they're forgot about.
Yeah.
And we could have the biggest argument in the world with each other, and we've never said sorry to each other. Never apologise. So, it's just forgotten about. So
no, isn't that great? Any family out there baiting one other, no, listen to that. This special for Una Smith in Clonus is a huge fan of the Willoughbys. And she heard, I put up on Facebook that you were on, and she was on already saying she loves your show. And when are you coming to Monaghan?
We're not back in Monaghan on this particular tour, but we are in April. We're heading to the TLT in Drogheda.
Okay.
Which is probably
near enough to her there.
So, yeah. And that's on the 2nd of May, so.
Okay.
That's as close as we're getting to Monaghan this time.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Des Willoughby, one of my special guests in studio today. Himself and Mary Byrne, two huge stars, and their upcoming show This Day Week in the Red Cow is well worth going to see. Now, it's only €15. Why it's €15, Des explained, but you'll never get that. You'll never get these artists for that price again, so go and see it. Now, Mary Byrne.
Yes, Mary Burton. My father used to call me that, Mary Burton.
You're looking great.
I feel good. I'm singing well. I'm going to come back from a cruise there, the Gertrude Bourne promotion cruise.
Oh yes, I know Gertrude.
And I got a chest infection, so.
Oh, Jenny.
A little bit on the crawly side of the moment, but feeling good otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. And things are going well for you?
Things are going great.
Now, we'll always obviously remember you with X Factor, where you blew the world away, really. Well, what sort of an experience was it, Mary?
Oh, Jeannie. It was, you know what, it was frightening. It was fantastic. It was surreal. And at the end of it all, it was phenomenal, because what came out of it was just, I couldn't believe the amount of people who supported me and who wanted me to do well.
So
it was a huge platform, and I really, really glad I went for it. And
okay,
I don't regret a thing about
it. No, and but like it gave you an audience of millions. Do you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, over there, the UK, the old Irish Pats, you know, they all look after you.
And
got behind me and voted me, and then the people here who could vote on the website did support me 100%. So huge amount of people enjoyed it and brought me into their hearts and homes.
It gave you the shop window that you're in now.
Yeah.
You know,
platform.
It would take you a long time to have got that otherwise. So.
Well, for years I was singing in pubs and bars with my brother, you know, and on and off and stopping. And then when I was 46, I kind of came back into the music business and was doing the pubs and bars again. And then the X Factor came along and I took the chance. So yes, people think you went on that and you were an overnight success. No, I was working for years doing
the
and trying to.
Because you wouldn't have had the ability to sing the way you did on that had you not been gigging.
That's it. I mean, you know, I had a lot of experience from as I said, doing.
Sure.
I mean, one of the places I used to do was the Shamrock in Finglas.
Go ahead.
I used to do that once a month with my brother. We done that for nearly 3 years.
Really?
And it was the likes of those people who constantly gave you standing ovations when you sang a big Shirley Bassey number.
Of course,
and just gave you the courage and kept saying, you know, you should do more than this. And then Nullick Number One came along, which was T.G. Carr.
Right.
And I went along to win that. I didn't even know. I was going to win that, and I won that, and that gave me more confidence as well. So
brilliant.
Then the X Factor came along, so.
So it's been a nice climb.
It has, and then I watched Susan Boyle, who I've become friends with. Susan's a good,
is that
a good
so?
Person. Yeah, she's a very good person. She's very funny.
Yeah.
Now, she's as mad as a hatter like
really?
Herself, but she's so nice. And when I watched her on the Britain's Got Talent, I remember sitting there thinking, well, now, Susan was 46 or 47 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, if Susan can get up and do that with all our little problems,
so can Mary Byrne.
Surely to God, Mary Byrne from Ballyfermot can do it. So I just went a step forward and went on to the X Factor. And
brilliant. Brilliant. And then you teamed up with this fella here.
I teamed up with Des, who, you know, the gas thing about myself and Des, we're great friends as well as everything else. And we have a lot of the same taste in music, although I wouldn't sing the same things. But we love good songs and good stories. And we banter off each other and we just get on well. We just, all of a sudden, we're on stage together. And something clicks.
There's kind of chemistry there, Mary, isn't there?
That's great.
We're thinking of letting a story out that Mary had found a toy boy.
Okay.
Because I'm obviously half Mary's age.
Right. Oh my God.
So we were going to let a little scandal out that Mary had a little toy boy. So maybe we might start it now, Mary.
I smash her face in. Yeah, I will now. That's the end of it. Don't be minding him, ladies and gentlemen. It's him that wants me. Isn't that right, Des? Tell the truth. Tell that truth.
Oh, she's very fussy. She's very fussy.
You're like mature women. Is that it, Des?
Absolutely.
He just likes women.
Oh, does he? Oh, the little divil.
Little divil.
Sure, why not? Now, we'll play a song from you now, Mary. And this is I Dreamed a Dream, which is synonymous with
Susan. And the reason I put it on the album, and the gas thing was when we were doing the album, because I did this album myself, I said I'll put on it that, you know, to thank Susan Boyle for giving me the inspiration to go and do what I did. But we never got to put it on the album with the big rush that came through. So
course,
that's why
yeah.
I just want today
okay.
to say thank you, Susan, because
okay.
if it wasn't for Susan, I don't think I'd have had the courage
to go on
and do something like the X-Men.
Because you're right, it is. I mean, it's a hard business and a dirty business. And nowadays, if you're much over 12, they don't want you.
Exactly.
Do you know?
And to see Susan get up there, and I always remember she had a little flowery dress on her. And a pair of white shoes and black socks.
Really?
And grey curly hair.
Ah.
And she stood on the stage and every single one who was watching it made a face and went, oh my God. And then she sang.
And that was the end of that.
She wasn't powerful in voice-wise, but by God, she was powerful in her whole persona. And when the song came out, you know, you couldn't but go out and buy her albums.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear Mary Byrne from Ballyfermot sing I Dreamed a Dream. Mary Byrne, that was lovely. That was lovely, it really was.
Just a little thank you to Susan Boyle.
Okay. She might be online, you never know. And Susan, if you are listening, we'd love you to contact us and slag Mary Burton.
Oh, she would slag me too.
Now, you're going to give away a pair of tickets for the show.
We haven't yet. We have a pair of tickets for the Red Cow next Tuesday night, the 3rd of March. So.
Okay. What did that do to get these?
If you'd like to make up a question.
I will.
I have a question. I'll make
up okay.
The
you have a question.
I have a question. Yeah. Where is Mary Byrne from? Keep it nice and easy.
Yeah, there you have it. Where is Mary Byrne from? And the clue is in Byrne. And the text number is 087 69 44 500 or 01 867 1190. Now, we have one more that'll get us to the break. Would you like to select another one, Des, from your own album or for that album?
Yeah, off my own album.
Yeah.
This is an album where I recorded back in 2007. It's my debut solo album.
Okay.
And there's a beautiful song on it that... The brothers aren't on this album, no. But let's see, yeah, the last track of it is a song that was... It's always the song that you think it's not going to be the most popular one, but this happens to be the most popular song. This is a track number 11. It's called Finally Home.
Finally Home, okay.
And it's just a gorgeous, simple, gorgeous song.
Okay, we'll take that one now. We've enough time for before the break. And this is for Toddy, who rang in. He wants to talk to Mary Byrne.
Hiya, Toddy. Love you lots. Thank you very much for all your support.
And he barely wants to talk to me or Des, but...
No, we're not important once Mary's here.
At least I have one fan.
You certainly have a lot more than one. His wife wasn't too well recently, so she's getting the old treatment. So she's doing well now, Toddy, I'm told. You told me she's doing well, so we're delighted with that. And we send good wishes to you and Madeline from Mary and Des. And this is Des And what is that track again, Des?
It's called Finally Home, number 11.
Finally Home, here we go. August 4th, Keith Falshore of Arash. You're listening to Lunchtime with Selena on Near FM, 90.3 on the dial, or online, www.near.ie, around the world. Now, this is a lovely song from Mary. We'll go back to you, Mary, first, and then we'll get one from Des. And this is especially for Emma McCubbin and her little boys. They're listening to us in Greater Manchester. Kevin and Jane are listening in Toronto, Canada. And Leslie Murphy is real common. She's listening in Malahide. We'll get through as many. I got a load in on the Facebook before we started. And by the way, this is all going up on Facebook now, the station's Facebook, so you can see what these lovely people look like. Now, Mary, tell us about this one. It's Let's Face the Music and Dance.
It is. It's from the album Magic of the Musicals. It's, for me, old musicals were what I watched when I was quite young. And I always wanted to be up there with Fred Astaire or, you know, Gene Kelly and stuff like that. So when I got the chance to go out on my own and make my own album, this is what I chose to do. And this particular song I love because it's from the movie Top Hat.
Oh, yeah.
And Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers danced to this.
Yeah. Did they?
I just think these songs should be brought back and kept. Michael Bublé does a great job of bringing back the old songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I love this song. Okay. I hope everybody else enjoys it.
Well, this one now, we read a few names. We'll take a few more names in. For Adrian and Julie Tahaney. Now, sometimes they're in Spain. I don't know where you are today. So for Emma McCubbin in Manchester, Kevin and Jane in Toronto, Leslie Murphy in Malahide, and Adrian and Julie Tahaney, either in Dublin or in Spain. This is Let's Face the Music. And a very sudden finish there, Mary.
It was, yes,
you caught us all on the hop. It is a lovely song.
It's brilliant. Really, and you know what? Because it's boobelade, I call it. It's swung.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do love it. Yeah. I mean, when we do it in the shows.
Oh, do you do it in the show?
We get a great, reaction.
Really?
I get a great reaction for that particular album.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
the
album that wasn't done by the big,
the
big record companies. It was done by Mary Bourne.
Well, you know, you're better off. You're better off sometimes because the big companies will force you into something, you know.
Yeah, well, been there, done that.
Now, Desmond, back to you, and you've chosen Boule Vogue.
I have indeed. I want to bring a little bit of country to this.
Bring a bit of the culture of this. Never mind Michael Bubbles.
A Wicklow man singing a great Wexford song.
Where's that mix, I'll tell you. What part of Wicklow is it? Cool Boy.
Place called Cool Boy, a beautiful part of the country called Cool Boy in South Wicklow.
No.
Absolutely gorgeous. Small community. Two shops.
It's enough.
One chapel, one school.
No Tesco.
No Tesco.
Rub it in. It sounds like a lovely place.
Gorgeous place, absolutely.
I used to slag you for being from somewhere else. Where are you used to slag you?
Tinnahealy.
Tinnahealy. Yeah, that's right.
Myself and, for your listeners that don't know, myself and Ray go back many, many years. We did a few seasons together up at Taylor's Tree Rock, which was originally the Burlington Cabaret.
That's right.
And I really enjoyed sharing the stage with you on many occasions.
When I came out, you never looked at me, Mary.
Did you know?
He'd come out this handsome hunk and suddenly all these others stop eating. I said, oh my God.
You know, I have to put up with this. Look, he's getting his head bigger than it is.
I just wish I was gorgeous.
They were looking at me and wondering how I could stand up unaided and things.
Can you imagine what they think of me when I walk in? What's your woman doing with that gorgeous fella? I'll smash that face. And his.
But as you referred to before we started the interview, Ray, before we went on air, there's a bit of false publicity going on in the posters because on the posters I have lovely, beautiful brown hair. But at Christmas, I decided to announce that I was actually grey.
And it's lovely.
So I'm all natural now. So people that are seeing me on the poster, lovely brown hair, I'm actually more natural.
So when you come out with me, it's not the older brother, it's still the same guy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm on that poster as well. I have dark hair.
Yeah.
All put up in the big bun.
A big bun in your hair, Mary.
Yeah. But now it's not.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit blonde.
You're looking beautiful, Mary.
Oh, you little charmer.
Did you see her big articles in all the national papers and all?
Oh, yeah.
Last weekend, and she's looking fit.
You are.
Two stone down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it took 4 years to get the 2 stone down because of the thyroid problem. But it comes down probably a pound every month, but it's coming down. That's the main thing. It's not staying up.
And what is it? Is it not needing as much rub or what?
Well, I have a daughter at home who is quite strict on me. She's the losing five stone. So she looks after all my eating habits and I eat very healthily. I don't do enough exercise. That's the problem. I think if I was doing more exercise, I'd probably lose it quicker. But I'm kind of in a vicious circle with the arthritis as well.
Yeah, my knees
are in a heap. No, they're not as bad as they used to be. They're not.
She's rubbing in this cream now that helps her, joints.
It's a gel. It's called FlexiSec.
Go away.
Yes, and you rub it in and you don't rub it in actually. You put it on and it sinks into the, it's absorbed by the...
Me, Jim, I get that myself.
Yeah.
It's absorbed by the cartilage in your knees.
All right.
And there's no drugs in it.
What's it called again?
It's called FlexiSec.
FlexiSec.
Yes, now sec.
Not sex.
Yeah, no, not sex. You can have flexi sex after the flexi sex.
Sometimes she asks me to rub it in, but I refuse.
Because you're a nice guy, Des.
Oh, we
better go to Bool of Oog while we're still all right.
While it's still clean.
Okay. Now, some note at the end there, Des Willoughby, in Bool of Oog. This Anne Gannon, before I forget it, the next songs are for Anne Gannon and little Anna, and for Sandra, her sister, for Robbie Fallon, great musician, and for Catherine Coates, two great musicians who are tuned in as well, and also for Sheila Lynch in Cavan. We have to give Sheila a big wave in the camera, guys. She's okay. Behind us there. Big wave to Sheila. And we'll get the rest in. There's a whole load we'll get them in before many more minutes. But anyway.
Sorry for interrupting you. Robbie Fallon, I know Robbie well. Robbie would remember me like from Ballyferm.
Okay, yeah. He'd know you well.
Well, he'd know me from, Tomo, my brother, singing.
Oh, yeah.
He used to always back us.
Is that right?
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
He's a great keyboard player.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. So there you are, Robbie. Now, more compliments for you. I hope Catherine's out in the kitchen making the tea. Anyway, Mary, tell us about your next song.
The next song is The Street Where You Live. It's from the musical My Fair Lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Again,
yeah.
You know, the reason I brought that particular album in is because it's mine. I made it.
Okay.
You know, it was all done by our own sweat and everything.
Right.
With Billy Farrell, who, if you listen to the arrangements on it, it's absolutely just as good or even better than some of the big recordings that you would do with the big companies.
Mm.
And that was Billy Farrell who
really?
Did that. You know what
Isn't
I mean?
Great. Fantastic. Well done, Billy. Well done.
And I love this song. Because it brings me back to my childhood and watching, you know, Audrey Hepburn, who probably didn't even sing the songs in the movie.
Did she not? Huh?
I don't think she did, no. But, you know, it was just to watch this beautiful lady up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy is so madly in love with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's on our street now and he's looking for her. And someday, my prince will come.
I'm crying already.
Just like the stage at our show.
Yes. Just like the stage on our
show. Beautiful woman.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that now. She's not a bad looking owl when there's on the stage.
Now, by the way, at 11 minutes to 2 o'clock, don't forget, your name and telephone number if you want to go to that great show this night week in the Red Cow Hotel. The two people who have been my guests here today, Mary Byrne and Des Willoughby, are the stars of the show. Go to it, whether you win the tickets or not, go to it. It's €15 win, you'll never get it again. Now, here is Mary. Tell us all about The Street Where She Lives. Ah, lovely.
It's just the arrangement is fantastic.
That was lovely. That was lovely. It really was.
But just to let people know that on the show, that's not the only type of music I do. I would be doing a lot of songs from The X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
From my first album.
Okay.
And maybe one or two from the album that myself and Phil Coulter did together as well.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a combination of different music coming from me and the same with Des. And then we join together and do a couple of duets.
It sounds like a great show.
Yeah, there's a great mixture of different types of music. There's kind of something for everybody, for all.
Are you going to take us around the country?
We've just done an Irish tour.
Okay.
So we did 6 or 7 dates.
Okay.
From just before Christmas and over Christmas. Now we're in Killarney and Castlebarno. Really? So they all went very well.
Did
so they?
Yeah.
We're going to see how it goes, and we'll definitely do more shows together in the future. Absolutely.
I'll think of these lovely small theatres around the country, 200-300 seaters. They're lovely.
Absolutely, and there's so many of them now, and it's a great, I suppose, a Celtic Tiger was.
Oh yeah, it was one good
thing that came out of Celtic Tiger.
Pick another track there for me, Des, of your album. Now, Pat Farrell, by the way, listeners, as you know, Pat Farrell's come on at 2. He's kindly given us 10 minutes. Have you, Pat? 10 minutes.
Thank you, Pat.
So we'll go to 2:10 with this, then hand over to Pat. Thank you very much for that, Pat, because we're getting such a feedback to this, we'll have to give it a few more minutes. I'll give you the minutes back next week, Pat.
So maybe we pick from my own album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favourite songs. It's Bring Him Home.
Oh yeah.
From the musical. Oh, yeah. Miserable.
What track is that?
It's track number 8.
And do you sing this in the show?
This is in the show as well, yeah. It's my favourite song of all time.
This sounds like a great show. I might have to get out of the chair and go myself.
Ah, come on.
We'd love to see you. We hope you do come, Ray.
Now, this is for Lisa Burke. And for Austin and Sarah Henry, who are listeners in Maryland, USA. Hope you're enjoying the show. These are two great Irish artists, Austin and Sarah. And if they come your way in America, go and see them. They're a beautiful, beautiful act, the two of them. It's also for Tommy Kane, the old piper. Come on, Tommy. And for Pete and Lynn Harris in Great Britain. They didn't tell me where in Great Britain, but they're in Great Britain somewhere. And this is Des. Colin Wilkinson, Eat Your Heart Out. That was Des Willoughby. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much, Ray.
It was really, really good. Now, the show is on this day of week, and it's in the Red Cow Hotel, is it?
It's the Red Cow Inn, upstairs in the Red Cow Inn, and okay. It's next Tuesday, okay. the 3rd of March. Okay. Doors open at 7:30, the show starts at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And just once again to kind of thank the students on the music management course, the five students involved in the music management course at Ballyfermot College of Further Education for being brave and putting a show like this together.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're happy to, especially Mary and myself, we're happy to support them as they embark on their music careers. Yeah, so yeah.
It's a great honour to be asked as well, isn't it?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. Like
this. And for young kids, they could quite easily have chosen a rock band or something.
Yes.
They went for class instead.
Yeah.
So
they did. Thank you.
To the both of you, I wish you great success. And I really think you should tour this. This should not be the end. I know you're both busy in your careers, you with the lads and on your own and everything. But this is a show made to go, you know. It really is.
Yeah, well, the response around the country has been fantastic. So we'll definitely do more shows. Okay. An evening, it's called An Evening with Mary Byrne and Des Willoughby.
No, simple enough. Yeah. Mary, I wish you great success.
Thank you very much.
You've given great hope to people on the wrong side of 40.
Yes,
who are afraid to go in and shouldn't be afraid.
No.
Because when you see some of these boy bands, they're barely out of nappies. Some of them,
they are, and they've been waiting all their lives to do it.
Yeah.
You have to laugh at that. You see them on the show and, you know, they say, all my life.
All my
life. And you're going, I'm 50 fucking years of age and they're waiting all their life and they're only 10. But, you know, good luck to them.
Well, listen, we leave you in love here. For the last few questions, Louise McFadden has listened to us in London. Donald Shields, Verdant Productions, has listened to us. And Jim and Shirley are listening in Rochdale in England. And they all send their best wishes, the two of you. And the people in England want to know, when are you going to the UK with the show?
We're looking to that as well.
We are looking
to do that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So now we leave you, love you. The clock on the wall has beaten us again, unfortunately. Pat Farrell is coming up, listeners. Immediately after this, we leave you with this, the last song from Mary Burden. And thanks for your text. Thanks for your Facebook messages. It's up on Facebook now. You can see what these people look like. It'll also be up on our podcast tomorrow or later on this evening sometime. So you can hear it again if you want to. Or if you're someone who can't sleep, this program is on again at about 2:30 in the morning, because all the programs that go on during the day are played again in a loop through the night. So if you can't sleep, you can listen to Des and Mary again tonight.
It would just great if people came along and supported, you know, these young men who are in their own Irish, well-bred, and give them a chance.
Indeed.
And support them.
Well, you're two great, great people, and I'm delighted to have you. We could have done 2 hours.
Thank you very much, Ray. And just on behalf of myself and Mary and everybody involved with putting this show together next week, just a thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody here at Near FM for your support. And thank you very much for having us.
Here, here.
It was a pleasure, Des. It was a pleasure. Here's Mary to sing us out.